Go Dallas Fort Worth. Live from the KATH 910 AM studios in Las Colinas and broadcasting across North Texas on the Guadalupe Radio Network, this is the Good News Show.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Good News Show. It's January 12th, 2026 here on KATH 910 AM and also KCPP 1140 AM. Although, and it's always kind of ironic, when I talk to people who aren't able to listen and I tell you that 910 AM is off the air, because I guess a workman cut a cable this morning, doing weed whacking or something like that, but our engineering team is on it and they are in communication with them. So anyways, hopefully you are also aware, if you listen 9:10 a.m., that you can go to the app and listen literally anywhere in the world. I had a wonderful lady call me this morning and tell me that the radio station was off the air and that she had just switched right over to the app. So always have that app as a backup. And also, you can listen to the stream online at grnonline.com. And of course, if you're in Fort Worth or Cleburne or Burleson, south of Fort Worth, you're listening to 1140 a.m., and that should be coming in loud and clear. All right, so here's the agenda for the show today. In the last 25 minutes or so, I am going to have on the phone with me Greg and Julie Alexander. You are likely aware of their ministry. They do the Alexander House. They're based out of San Antonio. But there's a few things that would be of interest to you here in North Texas, and principally that this summer they are going to have a gala here in North Texas for the Alexander House. I'm not sure if this is the first time they've ever done this or not, but I'll ask them about that. But it's going to be June 26th, 2026. It's going to be at St. Francis of Assisi Parish in Frisco, and their keynote speaker is going to be, guess, one of the best, well-known speakers in the land, Father Donald Calloway. Sissel thought I was going to ask her to guess. So you'd be guessing the entire show. Yeah, Father Donald Calloway will be speaking. And, I just emceed an event with Father Calloway early December in Allen with the Fullness of Truth. And he's a great speaker. And he, even though obviously he's never been married, he's a Catholic priest, he knows a lot of wisdom. I think sometimes when you look from the outside and you are the one that hears the confessions and does some counseling and hears people talking, you may even have a better grasp of marriage than somebody who is actually in marriage, like me. And so the Alexanders are a married couple, obviously, and they're going to be coming on the phone talking about that. They're also looking for marriage disciples. And one thing that I'll mention, and they certainly know this, is that my wife and I benefited tremendously from a marriage disciple program through the Alexander House, because a few years ago we were having a lot of difficulties in our marriage and we tried a few different things and, counselors and this and that, but it was the marriage disciple program with the Alexander House that really made the biggest difference. And I think my wife, if she was on here with me, would agree that this was a tremendous program that we did. So I'm excited. They're looking for more marriage disciples. And again, they've got this event coming up on June 26th in Frisco, which is going to be their big gala. They got a few other things to talk about as well. And then before them, here in about 15 minutes, I'm going to introduce you to the principal of St. Mary of Carmel Catholic School in Dallas. His name is Victor Argueta. He's in studio with me. He taught for about 15 years in the Arlington School District in the public schools, and he was an administrator there. He's now been the principal at St. Mary of Carmel School in Dallas for 2 years, and they've seen a lot of growth. They've increased significantly, and they're not at where they capacity yet, but he's going to be talking about a speaker series that they're having on January 25th, which I believe is a week from Saturday. It's coming up next week. January 25th is going to be at the Terry Center at Jesuit. Katie McGrady is going to be their speaker. She's a pretty big name speaker. She was out at that youth event. And I remember watching her because my wife had a podcast and she was talking to the Pope. And she had a live, feed with the Pope, and I thought that was so cool, and there are all kinds of kids there. Do you know what I'm talking about, Sissel?
Are you talking about the Vatican?
Yeah.
Yes, there was some sort of youth conference. I don't remember what its name was.
Yeah, it wasn't at the Vatican. It was here in America, but she was, linked.
Was it DCYC? Not DCYC.
Yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, it was DCYC. And she was up on a stage and she had a live feed to the Vatican talking to the Pope. It was just like the most surreal thing. So she's obviously, if you have a connection with the Pope and you're interviewing him live in front of a group of people, this is a pretty well-known person. So we'll talk to Victor about that and the school and about him as well. Before that, I want to squeeze in these next 10 minutes a couple of things. First of all, I want to talk about Car Raffle, because Car Raffle is underway. We just concluded our second of 7 weekends of parish visits, and we have a lot of pastors to thank and experiences. And so let's get to that. I want to, first of all, thank Father Joseph Moreno at St. Michael's in Bedford, because he allowed me and then Marco Molinar, our ambassador from the parish, to speak and sell tickets at all the masses and also the Spanish Mass at 1 o'clock yesterday as well. And, you know, sometimes a pastor will let us in, and when they do, that's all we ask for. I mean, that's, you know, to be able to go into the parish, sell raffle tickets. I mean, we couldn't ask for anything else. But Father Moreno, after I gave my little 2-minute presentation at the end of Masses over the weekend, he adds on and he says, you know what? Guadalupe Radio Network is a big part of the reason why I'm a priest today. And he said, so you can blame Dave Palmer for me being your pastor. And so he added that on, and that makes such a difference. You know, it's one thing for us to give our pitch and then for him to add that on and talk about how GRN Radio made such a big impact on him. So I'm so grateful to him and all the other staff members there. I live pretty much right across the street from St. Michael's, so I know the parish very well, but we were very, very grateful to go there. The other parishes that we went to, Holy Cross in the Colony, Father Joy Joseph, thank you very much for allowing us to come out there. And even though you had Social Sunday, you let us set up in 2 different locations, and we were very, very blessed to be out there at Holy Cross in the Colony. Prince of Peace Parish in Plano, thank you, Father Michael Forge, for allowing our volunteers to be out there. And also St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish in Keller, Father James Flynn and Scott Cook, the chief of staff over there. And then the one that Cecil went to was St. Luke in Irving. We didn't even know until Friday last week that we were going to go out there, and Cecil got the late assignment. But what were the big takeaways there?
Well, I think it was very exciting because it's been a while since we've been at St. Luke Parish. So it was really cool when you go to a parish that we've not had a presence in for a while, because I can ask the question when I give my talk, you know, yeah, who here has heard of, you know, Catholic radio? And, you know, not everyone did know. And so some people were excited to learn about it. Some people were faithful listeners. And it's really cool. It's a very, very beautiful community. They've got a lot of things going on. There's English masses, Spanish masses, and even one Portuguese mass.
And is so that right?
One Portuguese. I was not at the Portuguese mass, but Patty was. And it just seems like it's a very full of life parish. They gave some of the announcements at the end of all the things they have going on. So it was really cool to just be part of the community for the morning. I joined them for breakfast. They were serving breakfast.
Yeah.
And I got to speak with Father Du, who is one of the priests there, and he was really delightful as well.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thanks to all those parishes. And by the way, this weekend, we're going to be at 4 parishes: St. Patrick's in Dallas, which is my alma mater. That's where I went to Catholic school, and 4th through 8th grade. So it's good that they're allowing us, thanks to Jeannie Dunn and the staff over there. All Saints in Dallas is another parish where we'll be. St. Bernard Parish in Dallas, and also St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Parish in Plano with Father Bradley and the whole staff out there. So those are the 4. You never know when another one gets added on during the week. So stay tuned, but we'll at least be at those. And we've got 2 live remotes this week. Tomorrow we're going to be at Texas Regional Bank in Southlake, one of the ones that our friend Doreen Cheney set up. And then on Thursday morning during the 9 o'clock hour, I am going to be over at the CPLC, Catholic Pro-Life Community Office, and interviewing some of their staff members. But this is the opportunity where they give us a couple of tickets to their Bishop's Gala, which is going to be on Saturday, January 21st. And the keynote speaker is going to be Trent Horn for that. And they always draw a lot of people. Okay, it'd be over 1,000 people at that event. And they're going to give me a couple of tickets to give away. So if you buy your tickets during that hour, Thursday morning, 9 o'clock hour, call in while I'm doing my live broadcast. You'll have a chance to, in the mini raffle, to win a couple of those tickets to that event on February 21st. I am planning to be at that event. I don't think I've ever missed that since I became aware of that event. And let's see, what else? Anything else as far as car raffle? Or?
No, I think that's pretty much it. It's just busy time. And, you know, Hopefully if you don't see us, like you don't hear us, like we're coming to one of your parishes, you can also go online and get your tickets there as well.
Yeah, it's always fun. One of the cool things about being out of the parishes is just running into the listeners. And I know you had, like you said, a good conversation with the parochial vicar, and we might be interviewing him. And you get an opportunity because radio, you know, right now I only see two human beings. Yeah, you know, oh, Martine just walked by. So there's a third. Yeah, but you know, when you're at the parish, you get to stand up there and look at the whole congregation and talk to people and shake hands. And it's just a whole different experience altogether. All right. So the other thing I want to mention before we get to our first guest is GRN Academy. Are you familiar with GRN Academy? This is something I would guess, you know, Cecil, you talked about standing up there and saying how many people know there's Catholic radio and a certain number of hands go up. I still think there is a big lack of understanding and knowledge of the fact that we are now doing live interactive classes through GRN Academy. And the first class begins a week from tonight, January 19th. I am teaching a class called The Dignity of the Human Person, made to God's image based on St. Thomas Aquinas' teaching. And I just, I invite you to consider signing up for that. It's 7 weeks in a row, 50-minute classes, live interactive. It's going to be me, you, other learners, as we call them, inside of a Zoom room, and just talking about this. What is it that gives us our great dignity? What is it that makes us so special as creatures made in the image and likeness of God? You may think you kind of know the answer to that, but I guarantee you there will be a lot of additional light shed on that based on the teachings of St. Thomas Aquinas, because he knew the human person so, so profoundly well. So that's only one of the classes that's being taught beginning next week. My class, The Dignity of the Human Person, Made to God's Image, Mondays at 7. And then on, let's see if I get this right, Wednesdays at 6:30 p.m. Central Time, Dr. Carlo Broussard from Catholic Answers is teaching a class called Meeting the Protestant Challenge. So if you ever feel like people ask you questions about Scripture and they kind of pin you in the corner and, you know, like, why do you do this? Scripture says this. The Catholic Church is wrong on this. Carlo Broussard, man, he's like the best in the game. And so he is going to be able to go through some of those challenges that Protestants bring about based on Scripture and equip you to better defend the teachings of the Catholic Church through Scripture. And then on Thursday at 7 o'clock, it's We Share Our Story with Julie Carrick. She hosts the show We Sing Our Faith on Saturday mornings with her music show. And this turned out to be a very popular class, We Share Our Story. So Julie is going to help you understand your story and see how God is working in your life, and then also being able to share it. Because believe me, there are people out there that want to hear your story. They want to know, you know, how God has, you know, moved in your life, throughout your life. Maybe there was a big moment in your life where you really came to the Lord, came back to the faith, converted to the faith. People, especially your kids, grandkids, dying to hear that story. But you have to learn how to tell the story. So Julie's going to instruct you on discovering what your story is and also how to communicate that story. And then finally, on Saturdays at 9 o'clock Central Time, Dr. Ray Lopez is teaching a class called The Unmoved Mover, Aristotle's Glimpse of God. Now, I'm very excited about this class because I love philosophy. And again, don't let it intimidate you. You know, the very word Aristotle or Aquinas sometimes makes people run for the exit. But all these classes are going to be taught in a way that's very conversational, very interactive. And so I would highly recommend you get a little philosophy under your belt and learn from somebody like Dr. Ray, who's very easygoing. You know, he's a very fun guy. He loves to laugh, and it's not going to be academic like you're, you know, sitting in a university classroom. I promise you it's not going to be like that. It's going to be just fun, conversational. And I think after 7 weeks, you're going to say, you know what? I loved those GRN Academy classes I took. I want to take some more. So please go to grnonline.com/academy And again, you don't have a lot of time because the classes start a week from today with my class at 7 o'clock next Monday night. $25 registration fee in each class is $149 for 7 weeks of classes, live interactive classes with those particular instructors that I just mentioned. grnonline.com/academy is the website. And we are perfectly on time. Look at that. I am just so proud of myself. I am a little anal on time. So it's 15 minutes after the hour now. You're listening to GRN. Oh, no, actually, no, you're not. You're listening to the Good News Show. You're not listening to GRN Academy, okay? I promise you. My first guest, as I mentioned, is the principal of St. Mary of Carmel School in Dallas. His name is Victor Argueta, and the school is located at 1716 Singleton Boulevard in Dallas. Their website, smcschool.org. And the main reason he's here is to promote an event that's coming up in 13 days on January 25th at the Terry Center at Jesuit Dallas. We had an event over there one time. It's a great venue. Doors open at 5, and their keynote speaker is going to be Katie McGrady. And this is one of the ways that they raise funds, I presume, for scholarships and to kind of keep the lights on at the school as well. So, Victor Argueta, thank you for being here. Good to see you.
Thank you for inviting me, David.
Yeah, I always love meeting new people, especially educators, principals. And I told you, I wanted to, before we get into this event and talk about that, just to kind of get to know you a little bit. In the introduction, I mentioned how you taught for about 15 years in the Arlington School District. And before that, as you were growing up and maybe high school and college, what was it that interested you about going into education?
I think it always has been a plan for God. When I got out of high school, I was already working in a high school that I left as a tutor. I went into engineering. That was because I was good at math, my path. But God was always showing me a different way. As I was involved in St. Luke's, actually Parish for a while, I became a youth minister there for a long time, before the Scalabrinis came. And then that brought me, I really love to work with kids, right? And then at one point, I was even discerning to become a Dominican.
Oh, is that
because
right?
I wanted to be a teacher, right?
Yeah, in the Dominican order way. Of preachers. Yeah.
Order of preachers. So that's one of the things. So then God had other plans and showed me the way. I got married and got kids. But that was always in the path. Students and kids and showing the ways of God was always in the path. I was away from the Catholic system for a while, and I was in a public school. But I was still giving that light of God in the midst of the public school.
Yeah, as much as you can,
as
right?
As much as I could,
Maybe not overtly, but now you can do it overtly, right?
I do.
Which is one of the things that I love about Catholic schools is you don't have to kind of beat around the bush. You can just go straight to the point and say anything you want to say about God.
That's right.
And so, well, thank you for that background. I know you've got an eighth grader and a third grader, and they are at your school now. Your two kids. And the tell me about the school, St. Mary of Carmel. Catholic schools are Catholic schools, but everyone has its unique kind of personality. What's unique about the school?
Well, the school is that we serve this big population of families that cannot afford a Catholic education. So 87% of my families are low income, reduced lunch program, right? We are in the West Dallas community, 1944. Carmelite priest decided to establish the parish and the school. This parish a little bit before that. 1944, the Carmelites decided to start a school in the West Dallas, what it used to be called La Bajada, right? Because it used to be the connection between downtown to the West Dallas, right off Trinity River. There was no way for my Latinos to get into Mass, so they would have to cross the river down to get to the Guadalupe parish at the time. And then the Carmelites eventually started a mission in the West Dallas with the St. Mary of Carmel mission. And then eventually it became a parish and eventually started the school because there was a need. So the Carmelite priests bring their sister, the Holy Spirit, to help from Ireland to help run the school. So from 1944, the school was run into the late 2017 when the last sister left. The school was run with the Carmelites and the sisters for a long time. And there always has been a great connection between the sisters and Jesuit and Ursula. And a lot of our kids were going, Latino kids were going to this educational system. We call it the Beacon of Hope of West Dallas, and going to the schools like Jesuit, Ursulans, kids that would not otherwise have a great Catholic education.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. Does it? I know you said the last Carmelite was there, you know, up until 2017. Does it still have a Carmelite kind of flavor or charism to it?
It does.
And how so?
Yes, the Carmelite priests still are in the parish. They still do masses once every week or Wednesday mass. But the Carmelite priests do not live on campus. But we still have that Carmelite feel on campus. So the Carmelites actually, during Catholic School Week, they come around and talk to the kids, and we had that Carmelite setting in the campus.
Yes. You told me before we started that right now about 160 students. When you started a couple of years ago, there's 140.
Yes.
And how did, what would you attribute that? That's a pretty significant jump. What happened?
I think making connections to the community, talking to my, going to different parishes, right? Parishes that I knew around my West Dallas area that did not have a Catholic school attached to it, like a Lady of Lourdes, Blessed Sacrament, or Nuestra Señora del Pilar, all those schools that did not have attached schools to. And I knew there was a lot of kids that would go there. Going in there, having families express their testimonial, right? Well, how Catholic education has impacted their life, the child's and the family, and how the Catholic education has helped them connect to God. I think that helped a lot, having those families connect, giving those testimonials with other families and explain to other families, yes, it is expensive, right?
Yeah,
it can could be quite a bit to educate a child in the Catholic education. Well, we have special donors like, you know, our sports school board and events like this that help us to provide financial assistance for our families.
But isn't yours one of the lowest tuitions in the diocese?
It is one of the lowest tuitions. So we are still one of the lowest. We are consider one between us and Orlando Perpetual Help, we are around there the lowest tuitions in the diocese.
Yeah. We're running an ad that Cistercian is doing, and they have this comment I find interesting. It says 100% of the demonstrated financial need is met. And I wonder about you, because you say, you know, I think you said 87% of your families need some kind of financial aid. If somebody comes to you and says, hey, I want my kids to be in this school, in most cases, can you find a way to do it?
We can find, that is the greatest thing since I've been at St. Mary of Carmel. And that is one of the things that I tell everyone, God is truly present at that school, because we always find a way to provide us. And I will get days that I have families coming knocking on my door saying, I just lost my job, right? I might not be able to make the tuition payment this week.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you, like, 2 days later, I have a donor knocking on my door saying, hey, if you have anyone that needs help, let me know.
Yeah.
And that's how we get it. So we always, 100% of the time, we meet the families
God
where
provides.
They are.
Yeah. And while we're talking about God, which is a great topic to talk about in Catholic schools, tell me about the Catholic identity there, because I'm sure the academics are outstanding like all Catholic schools, but how do you, as principal, make sure that God is front and center, our Catholic faith is?
Yeah. As you know, too, that's one of the Bishop Burns' priority, too, that our Catholic school, our Catholic, you know, Christ Center, that is part of his send-up plan as well. So we are working really hard. One of the things that we are doing is my first year there, after Mass, we have Eucharist adoration. So Christ stays exposed the whole day. Our kids get to go right after Mass in between classes to religion class and spend 30 minutes with Jesus and pray. Mm. That is the biggest thing. And this morning, you know, one of the things that God does, my secretary comes to have a great news. I said, yes. I said, you know how we stop our Eucharist adorations at 3 because that's when the day of school set? The Guadalupanas of the parish want to continue and go all the way to 8 o'clock at night.
Oh, really?
So, yeah. So, Wednesday at St. Mary of Carmel Parish, we have a Christ adoration all day long. Jesus is exposed and the kids get to
experience that. And the public is invited to that, right?
And the public is invited. Our parents come and then stay with Jesus. Our classes go through it. We stay right after Mass. We do some praise and worship and stay with Jesus. Once a month, we do rosaries. So, our kids lead the rosary. Which is impactful too.
Yeah.
And that's a great Catholic identity.
I'd say for sure. Before we get to the event, because I want to make sure we talk about this January 25th event, but how, you say you've been there a couple of years, this is your second year as being principal, and you were in the Arlington School District before. How did you connect with this? How did this job become available for you and you take it?
That is another mystery of God as well. My kids have always been in Catholic education. My kids went to Santa Clara OCC's Academy since the year was in pre-K. Now he's an eighth grader. And through that, I think I just happened to be in saw an ad looking for a principal at Semio Carmel. One of my co-workers said, Victor, that sounds like you. And I said, no, I'm happy where I am.
Yeah.
But God had other plans. And it happened to fall into the table. I called to ask inquiry about the position. What does that entail? And they said, well, apply. And I applied, and God took the wheel after that. A funny story, when I was looking for Diego to be in a Catholic education, Samuel Carmel was one of the schools.
Mm.
I did go visit, but at the end, I decided to go to Santa Clara because they had a dual language program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Now your kids are, you get to keep an eye on them all day.
I know.
Right?
And yes. Emma's a third grader in there, and Diego's an eighth grader the last year that I have it together.
Either kids ever been sent to the principal's office?
They haven't yet. They haven't yet.
Go to dad's office, right?
Yes.
That's great. And, well, thank you. My guest is Victor Argueta. He is principal of St. Mary of Carmel School. And I guess now would be a good time to talk about the main reason you came in is talk about this event on the 25th. It's your speaker series with Speaker Katie McGrady as the speaker. It's going to be at the Jesuit Terry Center. So tell us about the history of this speaker series in the first place, and then what's going to be special about this event on the 25th.
Yeah. So my school board, that I have a great school board all over the diocese, that, you know, people from St. Rita's Parish that make this great school board that I have, started the speaker series about 2018. We had different speakers. And the speaker, like I said before, my school needs the financial assistance, correct?
Yeah.
So this event helps subside the cost for our families to get to a Catholic education. So every year we bring a speaker down at the Terry Jesuit Center, which we have a great partnership with the school for years. And then Terry doesn't, you know, Jesuit is doing it all free for us to be there at no cost. So this year we happen to bring Katie McGrady. I don't know if you know, she's going really big because she was the CNN correspondent during when we were looking for Pope Leo.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So okay. she was a CNN correspondent.
Good visibility. Yeah.
Yeah. She's a great visibility. It was God sent again. One of our members happened to, you had gone to a pilgrimage in a few months ago to Mexico City with her as a guide, and he had connections, and he said, and Katie said, yes, I'll be in town during the Catholic School Week, which marks January 25th, the Sunday, the start of Catholic School Week. So Katie McGrady now has a radio show in the morning, Sirius FM Catholic Station. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mentioned that at the event for the youth when she was interviewing the Pope. And I don't know if you saw that or not.
Yeah, I was in Indiana.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So what will she be talking about, and what will the event be like? Is it a dinner event? Is it a Q&A? Or what will the night entail?
Yeah, the night entail, if there is sponsorship packets, right? People can have VIP passes. So you get to meet and greet Katie before if you become a sponsor.
Okay.
They'll be right before around 4:30. You will get to meet her, have a conversation. There'll be night refreshments in there. After around 5 o'clock, you know, we will talk about the school, and then Katie will get, it will be a speaker. He will talk about forming faith to shine in the world. So forming our faith to our youth to make sure they shine, you know, in the current world and status that we are on.
Yeah.
So she'll have around 45 minutes of her little talk, and then there'll be Q&A that people can ask questions.
Oh, good. And and obviously people outside the parish community are invited. Anybody that's listening right now can go. How much are tickets?
Tickets are $40. $40 a ticket. You can go, general admissions are $40. Preferred seating, $100. You can go to smcschool.org, and you will see the main website of our school. If you scroll down after our video presentation, you will see Katie McGrady. You click on her picture, you will learn more about, you know, the speaker series, how long have we been doing it, and you can click on if you want to buy tickets right there on our website.
That's a Sunday, right?
It is a Sunday.
Yeah.
At Jesuit Center, yes.
Yeah, Jesuit Terry Center, Sunday the 25th, exactly 1 month after Christmas.
You're right, exactly 1 month
after
Christmas.
Or 11 months before Christmas,
yes.
You could say that as well. A great way to support St. Mary of Carmel School. Their principal, Victor Argueta, 2 years into the job as principal here in studio with me. If you want to go to the website, I presume they can buy tickets at the website, smc.com. smcschool.org, smcschool.org. The school is located at 1716 Singleton Boulevard in Dallas, 75212. Tell me about Catholic Schools Week in general, what the diocese is doing, and then what will that week look like at St. Mary Carmel School?
Yeah, there's general for a whole CSO Dallas in diocese. Sunday, it is our open houses. So we open a house to our parish and to our community. So that day will be a busy day for me. So we have the open house of the school. So right, every mass of our parish, our kids will be serving, will be lectors, ushers, and the choir. And right after that, parishioners are welcome to come to our school and we're going to showcase the school. We're going to have our pre-K and kinder teachers talking about our kinder program. First to third grade students are going to be dressed as saints and talking about different saints that the project that they're doing, showing our Catholic faith and how united in Christ we are. And then fourth to eighth grade students will have it all in the gym or the science projects that they're working on to demonstrate to parishioners to come and visit our school. I'm going to be in a classroom talking about the TEFA, which is the Texas Educational Program, vouchers program. I'm going to be giving that information out to new parents in that session too. In the cafeteria, we talk about the great music program we have too. So different showcase on that Sunday. And then throughout the week, we're celebrating families, teachers, vocations, community service, and our parents.
Yeah, I actually had, I printed out a little bit of information about this. We only have a couple minutes, but I think it's worth repeating because a lot of people may be interested in this. Texas Education Freedom Account, the TEFA, provides parents of students in non-public Texas schools a publicly funded, government-authorized savings account with restricted but multiple uses for their children's education. A student enrolled at an eligible school up to $10,000. Student with a diagnosed disability up to $30,000.
Yes.
Homeschool participants $2,000. And so, whether these people listening right now are going to go to St. Mary Carmel or homeschool or another Catholic school, what's the most important thing that they should know?
They should know that applications will be opening in February the 4th.
February
the 4th. Be checking out all your Catholic schools. Be checking out the website. Talk to admission directors. Call the CSO, the Catholic school office in the diocese, to find more information. How can they start applying for those things? It's really important that we apply, because the faster we apply, is our early system. We'll be open for a month. So families need to really quickly apply. I mean, it's around 70,000 students can get the voucher system.
Yeah.
And the great thing is, if one student gets in, the whole family gets in.
Oh, that's right.
So, yes, if one student gets in because they qualify for the IEP or the special needs program, right, if they have four more siblings, all that whole students will be able to go.
Oh, wow. So so February 4th is the date. You can't do anything other than research between
research.
Now and then. But, boy, that day is going to be crazy.
Yes, go into the diocese website. We have all that information in there.
Okay.
Go to the school's website. St. Mary Carmel has a section, too. If you look at more information, prosperous families, we talk about TEFA and the voucher system. Them and then more information in there.
Well, Victor, thank you very much. Great to meet
you.
And thank you for what you do. I know it's a labor of love. Victor Argueta, principal, St. Mary of Carmel School in Dallas. And also want to thank Liz Hernandez. She was actually the first one that reached out to me, associate director of Catholic School Development for the Catholic Diocese of Dallas. And she emailed me, and then this all came about because of her, principally. And don't forget about the 2026 speaker series featuring renowned Catholic speaker Katie McGrady. It's going to be Sunday, January 25th at the Terry Center at Jesuit. Doors open at 5 o'clock, and all are invited. Tickets are $40. There's also sponsorship opportunities, and you can go to that website, smcschool.org, smcschool.org, and get your tickets to go to that. Victor, thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Great to have you on there and learn more about this beautiful school in West Dallas. And this is the Good News Show, and we're going to take a break and come back and talk about marriages. What is the state of marriage today, and how can we improve marriages? And maybe you are in a marriage and you'd like to help other married couples, maybe those that are struggling, but perhaps you'd like to be a marriage disciple. And we are going to have on the phone with me Greg and Julie Alexander. They are the ones who run the Alexander House out of San Antonio, but they're also going to have an event in June in Frisco at St. Francis of Assisi Parish. So we'll talk to them about all these topics when we come back here in 2 minutes.
Get ready for an unforgettable night of celebration and purpose. The 28th Annual Bishop's Gala Celebrating Love 2026 will take place on Saturday, January the 17th from 6 to 11 p.m. at the Omni Dallas Hotel. Enjoy dinner, auctions, and dancing to live entertainment by Cool and the Gang. Your support benefits Catholic Charities Dallas programs that serve the most vulnerable in the community. Don't miss your chance to see Cool and the Gang at the 28th Bishop's Gala. For more information, visit ccdallas.org.
Parents are concerned about the decline in virtue throughout society. Knowing that virtue is the pathway to heaven, many parents have discovered a Catholic school addressing these concerns while providing a Christ-centered, academically rich education unique to the Dallas area. Mount St. Michael Catholic School cultivates virtue while preparing students to engage the culture. Contact the school to learn more at 214-337-0244 or visit our website, msmcatholic.org, to learn more about this hidden gem, a sponsor of the GRN.
You've heard Cecil Anderson on Guadalupe Radio Network. You can also hear her in-depth interviews with interesting Catholics from North Texas and beyond on Lights Catholic Action, the weekly podcast produced by the Diocese of Fort Worth. Every Tuesday, new episodes are released, plus the Diocese of Fort Worth launched a new monthly Spanish language podcast in October, Alumbremos Juntos, hosted by Carla Silva. Look for Lights Catholic Action and Alumbremos Juntos on the Diocese of Fort Worth's YouTube channel or your favorite podcast app.
Do you like solving complex problems without being micromanaged? If so, you might like to become an aircraft dispatcher. I'm Chris Nisi. My wife Sita and I own Aircraft Dispatcher Training Center, where we train our students to earn their certification for this rewarding career. You can find more information about our school at ADTCDallas.com. We're proud to be sponsors of the GRN because KATH 910 AM helped our Catholic faith take flight.
All right, welcome back to the Good News Show. It is January 12th, 2026, and you are listening to, KATH 910 AM is off the air, so you're not listening to that, but hopefully you have found your way to the app if you're in the Dallas area. The GRN app is very handy. You can listen to it literally anywhere in the world. Also, grnonline.com is another option, and then our wonderful station out to the west in Cleburne and all across much of the Fort Worth Diocese, 1140 AM, KCPP is also tuning in as well. And for the remainder of the broadcast, I want to talk about the Alexander House and our friends Greg and Julie Alexander, who have been running this for a number of years. The AlexanderHouse.org. I think it's actually AlexanderHouse.org. And, they can confirm that. Born from the deep wounds of Greg and Julie Alexander, a couple who once stood on the very edge of divorce, their marriage seemed beyond repair, weighed down by broken trust, miscommunication, and pain. Yet, in turning back to God's plan for marriage, they discovered hope, healing, and a renewed love. Transformed by grace, Greg and Julie felt called to share their stories so others could find the same restoration. From their struggles emerged a mission to walk with couples and guide them towards lasting joy in marriage. And I'm happy to have both of them on the phone with me, Greg and Julie Alexander. Good afternoon. How are y'all?
Doing great, Dave. How are you?
Thank you so much.
All right. You sound so crystal clear. It sounds like it's like studio quality. You know, these cell phones are so nice these days. Well, let's start off with, the website, thealexanderhouse.org, right? Is that right, Julie?
Yes, correct. It's T-H-E, thealexanderhouse.org.
Okay, great. And I know there's a lot to talk about, but let's start off with the state of marriage today. You know, I think there's always going to be good marriages and bad marriages. I just read the paragraph off the website about y'all's struggles. But Greg, how would you assess, you know, things generally speaking, and I know that's a very general question because marriages are across a spectrum, but how are we doing in healing and, marriage in the culture today?
Yeah, marriage as a whole, Dave, is not doing so great. In fact, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to look out. You see the headlines all over the place. People are divorcing. You know, we live in a state now where half of the United States adults are currently married. You know, a few years back, the marriage rate had fallen so low that the majority of people married in the United States are fewer than greater. And that in and of itself should be a big problem, because as we know, many of the social ills that we see in our society today has a direct link to the breakup and breakdown of marriage and family life. And so if we want a strong nation, strong church, it behooves us to go back and really focus on that relationship. And it doesn't seem like it's getting a lot of attention or enough attention these days.
Yeah. And Julie, let me ask you a question, not so much about current marriages and divorce, but about young people, because I know you all have sons and daughters who are of the, you know, the age where they are considering marriage. Are young people wanting to get married, or is there a crisis in that where they're delaying forever or just deciding, I don't want to get married, I'm just going to shack up and live? Or what is the state with regard to that question?
Absolutely. It's sadly, the answer would be no. We speak to many young adults and those that desire to be married, and they're afraid. They have fear to make that commitment, Dave. And it's because when we ask the question, it's because of what they've witnessed and what they've seen at home as the example. They want nothing to do with that. They've seen hurt and the pain and the distance of the arguing of their parents or the divorce of their parents. And they definitely don't want to go through those pains and hurts again. So as we always tell couples when we do our discipling and our workshops, that we are our children's marriage preparation. So how good it looks, then they are desiring that. How bad it looks, they want nothing to do with it. So yes, we always challenge couples that we need to do a lot better job of teaching our kids through our action, our witness, to show them what God's plan for marriage looks like. You know, we can have conversations and discussions, which we should, but they should see by watching us what it looks like to love.
Yeah, and I'd like to talk about some of the strategies as married couples that we can display for our kids who are paying very close attention. But I want to go over to the topic of the marriage disciples. Earlier in the show, as I was introducing who the guests were going to be, I mentioned that Greg and Julie were coming on the air, and I mentioned how my wife and I benefited profoundly through this program. And I said, you know, if my wife was here, she would agree. And then I got a text from her immediately saying, I agree. And so this is something that we have firsthand experience with. And a few years ago, you know, our marriage was not in a good shape, and there's no perfect marriage, but you know, it was really bad. And through some actually friends of ours who are marriage disciples with you guys, we did this online course and, you know, live course with them, and it made a profound difference. And so when I say I recommend this, this is from personal experience. But Greg, what are the marriage disciples, and how is it this program is so effective?
But before I go there, Dave, let me go back and say something, because you did something that's just huge. In your humility, you acknowledge the fact that you guys struggle. So many people want to deny or act as if they have these perfect, wonderful, holy, happy marriage relationships. And it's a deceit to their kids and everyone else that knows them. And so first of all, acknowledging that, especially on this platform, is huge. So I want to thank you for that. But again, the Marriage Disciple has been a cornerstone of the Alexander House program since our inception. And we take what we call the six essential elements that we teach couples, not only intellectually what those things are, but how to live it out. And those six essential elements came to me in my prayer with God, asking for the Holy Spirit to reveal to me what we needed to know to get our marriage back on track. And so as the story goes, we quit our jobs. My deal with God was that if he allowed us to continue to derive some kind of income, I would continue to read and study. So it's in that study and prayer time that the Holy Spirit began to deposit these things into my life. And Julie and I simply started incorporating those things. And lo and behold, we experienced that redemption in our life, which includes God's plan for marriage, God's plan for chastity in marriage, understanding the importance in practicing forgiveness and healing in the marriage relationship, what it means to be a servant spouse, communication and spirituality throughout the whole process, to include in spirituality the beautiful sacraments of the sacrament of reconciliation, as well as the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, the source and summit of our faith. And when we begin to engage in these six elements, more importantly, when we begin to live them, Dave, we become complicit with God and what he asks us to do in our sacraments. And as a result, we experience the full abundance of grace in that sacrament. The big misconception for a lot of people, married in the church, because they got married in the church, they have a sacrament, they seem to think that all the grace is there and everything should be great and wonderful. And again, true enough, all the grace is there, but only to the extent in which we are willing to be complicit in living our marriages the way that God has intended it to be. And so again, it's not just by being in a marriage, but it's by living the marriage the way that God calls us to that makes us available to the full abundance of grace. And so our marriage disciples teach that to the couples that they encounter. We currently have now 21 couples across the nation serving in this capacity. And it's just been a beautiful experience watching those marriage disciples experience what you and I have experienced when we started.
Greg and Julie Alexander from the Alexander House are my guests. We're talking about marriage disciples. Also, they've got a gala coming up June 26th with Father Donald Calloway at St. Francis of Assisi Parish in Frisco. We'll talk more about that and the other details. TheAlexanderHouse.org is their website. And as Greg was mentioning those six key elements that came to him in prayer, I was jotting down a few of them. And Julie, I want to ask you about one of them that Greg mentioned, and that is forgiveness and healing, because as I recall, and I think I'm right about this, that there was some infidelity in y'all's relationship, which a lot of people, you know, would say, oh, that's a deal killer. I mean, if my spouse cheats on me, you know, it's over. Talk about that and maybe how you all got through healing of your marriage and in perhaps a way that many, many couples would never be able to find healing and forgiveness.
Yes, that's so true. And it goes back to what our church has always taught. You know, it's filled with the understanding of God have mercy, and God is merciful on us, as we say in the Our Father, you know, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And oftentimes, you know, we are taught in this culture in our world that if somebody wrongs you, then cut them off, make them pay, don't speak to them, be angry and mad. And what we've discovered and understood that even a couple weeks ago in one of the readings in Colossians, I think it was, it says, so as God has forgiven you, so you must forgive. And there's a reason for that. When we don't forgive, we hold on to the unforgiveness, and it becomes like poison. It's like literally, if I'm angry and mad at Greg and I'm not going to let that go, it's like me drinking a little bit of poison in my orange juice, hoping that he would die. It doesn't work that way. But the forgiveness and healing is exactly what it says. When we go back and we have the couples do that for one of the very first exercises that we give them, and it goes back and it cleans out that heart, because we do hold on to hurts and pains and even trauma and a lot of things that take place in the relationship. And it can be small things like roll in the eyes or a comment you made or something that you made me feel wrong for doing, or you yelled at me, or but then infidelity is the nth degree of the wrong that we could do against each other. But when we can sit down across from each other and go through and look in each other's eyes and say, I am so sorry for what I have done to hurt you. Will you please forgive me? And to have the other person respond, yes, I forgive you. It's like going to the sacrament of reconciliation, literally, and going through all of our sins and having the priest, you know, Christ through the priest say, your sins have been forgiven. We are called to forgive, but oftentimes, yeah, we put constraints on, if he does this or if she does this, then I'm done. Or if he doesn't do this or if she doesn't do that, then I'm finished. We cannot do that. When we said I do for better, for worse, in sickness and in health, for richer, for poor. Oftentimes the decisions we make to do so much wrong in our marriage is because we are wounded and sinful. And when we are those people, we said, I do at the altar. We said, I do to God first. Also said, I do to each other, but also to God, that we would remain faithful to our marriage vows and help the other person understand who God is through forgiveness.
Yeah, thank you, Julie, for that answer. And Greg, I want to ask you about the communication aspect, because we guys normally get the bad rap of being the ones that don't like to communicate as much. And it's probably true for many marriages. But talk about from a man's perspective, from a husband's perspective, why communication is so key.
Well, it's so key, Dave. First of all, every couple that we've worked with in the last 26 years, communication has been one of those elements in which they need assistance with. And the main reason is because we both come from two family of origins, which had two different family communication styles. Be it good, bad, or indifferent, it is what it is. The problem is that when we come together in marriage, they're usually two different relationships or two different styles. And so that in and of itself breeds conflict. But again, it's just going back and with the idea of laying down the ground rules of what really should should exist. And we deal with three areas initially, which is honesty, charity, and empathy. Honesty, always allowing for the atmosphere to exist where one or the other can come to the table and express, this is what I think, this is what I want, this is what I feel, this is whatever. And first of all, the freedom to come to do that. Because in many instances, we find that ability to communicate is stifled because the other person is putting down, disregarding, or belittling what is being said in the first place. So we want the openness to be there, especially to allow our spouse the freedom to demonstrate the problem issues, the things that they're struggling with. And as we listen to that, there's two ways to listen. We listen to defend or listen to respond. And unfortunately, many of us, especially growing up in this competitive world, we listen and we defend. Because the very moment we hear our spouse begin to say something that we perceive to be of a negative nature, we stop listening, we dig in our heels, and we start formulating a rebuttal to refute what they're saying in the first place. When in fact, what needs to happen is we need to listen. And especially if they're expressing something that has caused hurt and pain in our lives, as a loving spouse, we should want to remove that pain. Because if we really understand what it means for the two to become one, when Julie is hurting, I should be hurting. Therefore, if she is voicing something to me that I've done that caused her hurt and pain, one, I want to apologize because I don't want her to hurt, and two, I want to remove anything in her life that's causing her that hurt and pain. And so that's the beauty about the responding. But again, it's all about how we deliver that information, which brings us to charity. Everything should always be spoken in a warm and loving manner, because when we speak that way, first of all, our spouse is more inclined to listen to what we have to say. Two, they're more apt to respond to what we're saying for no other reason than it's been said in a loving tone. And it just bodes well for ongoing communication. And the third point is empathy. For those times when we lose it, and there will be those times because we're human, but instead of us just taking that on as meaning that, well, she's angry and upset because it must be something I've done, which is usually the standpoint, it's all about trying to gain an understanding as to why is she upset. You know, did something happen? Did she get bad news? Did I forget an anniversary or birthday or whatever the case may be? But trying to put yourself in that person's position instead of responding in that defensive way as if it must be something that I've done. And there we begin to kind of lay down what we call the rules of engagement as to how couples should engage in communication that's going to allow for good, effective communication to be experienced.
Thanks, Greg. And Julie, I know you wanted to mention Marion. Is it the Thompson's Marriage Disciple Missionaries? And in light of them, and you can explain the significance of them, and also whether you're looking for more marriage disciples and what our listeners should know about that program.
Absolutely. We are definitely looking for more marriage disciples for sure, for the couples who feel called to help other walk and journey with other couples. Please reach out, and we have the training. Everything is, we are ready to take you and help have you help us help couples. But we have a beautiful couple, Marty and Diana Thompson, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and they are our first marriage disciple missionary couple. So they are jumping in both feet, both of them full time, spreading the mission of the Alexander House and Marriage Disciples in that area. And they're going out as you do in missionaries, you know, the two by two and helping understand, help people understand, the church understand, raising funds to help them spread the mission on marriage, that marriage needs to be something that we all focus on and look at. You know, they talk about how many of churches of all, like billions of dollars, they're both Catholic and Protestant and evangelical churches, there's billions of dollars spent on youth and young adult ministries, but hardly anything spent on marriages. So we as married couples need to stand up, do what we need to do, become the disciples in our own marriage, in our own house, in our family, but then go out and help others also learn God's plan for marriage.
The website is thealexanderhouse.org. Greg and Julie Alexander are the founders, and we only have a few minutes remaining. I want to talk about this event that you guys are planning for next summer. It's June 26th. It's the Alexander House Gala, St. Francis of Assisi Parish in Frisco. Great choice, by the way. That's a huge parish, as you know. Father Donald Calloway is going to be the guest speaker. Can one of y'all talk about this event? And I know it's still months away, but is this the first time you've had an event in North Texas? And why did you choose to come here?
It is. We're coming there because it's our first leg to expand upon, especially with Marty and Diana inviting themselves to be this part of our mission. But also, Father Donald Calloway is such an amazing presenter, an amazing priest, and he believes in marriage and what's happening in marriage and that something needs to be done. We are so thankful for those at St. Francis of Assisi Parish that are allowing us to come there, but it is just a good time to expand. Marriage is in such dire straits that we have got to spread this mission, spread the word, and we thought no greater place to do it in Texas. And but Dallas-Fort Worth is an awesome area because there's some of the largest, quickest growing parishes in the nation, and we are getting so many calls from that area of couples needing help and needing assistance. So the Marriage Disciples, we have three Marriage Disciples in that area at this moment, and we definitely need to grow that because the calls that come in are beyond just Greg and I and the small team that we do have, and so we need to grow it, and we're so thankful to start it there.
So, Greg, is there a waiting list? Is it way imbalanced between the number of disciples you have and the need of people who want their help?
You know, Dave, up until about 4 months ago, we did have a 7-month waiting list, but because of the influx of couples that want to serve in this capacity, I'm happy to say that we no longer have a waiting list. And how disheartening it was for us, because you get the calls, you want to help the couples, but to have to tell them it's going to be another 5 or 6 months, it was just heartbreaking, knowing that they were experiencing those trials and tribulations, looking for that help. And again, which is why there is a need to have so many more Marriage Disciples, because I don't want to have another waiting list again. It's great to be able to pair them up with the Marriage Disciple couple the very next week.
Yeah, that's kind of like having an emergency room with a 7-month waiting list. I mean, it's like, it's too late. I'm sorry, Julie, go ahead.
No, that's what I was just going to say, and we are so grateful because the responses that we're getting, the miracles that happen in front of us every single day, over Zoom, and because that's where 98% of our meetings are on Zoom that we meet with the couples, and the transformations are amazing. These couples, all they need to know is that there's hope and there's a possibility of healing, and our Marriage Disciples walk with them on this journey to literally be their disciples and say, we're here, we've been through what you've been through, and we're here to help you navigate and understand that Christ has got to be in the center, and this is what it looks like, and this is how you live it out. It's such a beautiful thing to witness.
Amen. We're out of time. Julie, are tickets on sale yet? Are they available online for the June 26th event?
Yeah, it was a free event, so we won't have any. Yes, there won't be any cost to the event, and so, but we do need sponsors, and we do need people to definitely reach out to us on our website for sure, and we will have, we need all the help we can get. So thanks so much, Dave.
And I agree. I emceed an event with Father Calloway just about a month ago, and he is just fabulous, and he talks a lot about marriage, as you know, and he does have a lot of great advice about it. So thank you both, Greg and Julie Alexander, for what you're doing with the Alexander House, and I just invite everybody to go visit their website and learn about the Marriage Disciple Missionaries, also the June 26th event in Frisco at St. Francis of Assisi Parish with Father Calloway, and all the other good things that they're doing there in San Antonio and now beyond. TheAlexanderHouse.org is the website. Greg and Julie, thank you, and always good to speak with you.
Hey, thank you so much, Dave. Appreciate it, and appreciate what you guys do with GRN. It's awesome.
God bless you.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks, Cecil, for running the board. And don't forget about the things we talked about at the beginning of the program. Car raffle season is underway. If you want to get tickets, you can either go to one of the parishes where we are visiting, or you can just go to grnonline.com/raffle and get your tickets. $25 each, 5 for $100. February 20th, 5 weeks from Friday, we'll give away a 2026 Mercedes-Benz GLB 250. And also, please go to grnonline.com/academy and learn about the 4 classes that we are teaching beginning next Monday, including my class, The Dignity of the Human Person, Made to God's Image. And see if you might just want to join one of those classes and continue to learn about more about your Catholic faith. 4 classes all next week, starting 7 weeks in a row, Zoom, live, interactive, and they're going to be awesome. So please go to that website and sign up for one or maybe all of them. God bless you. Thanks for joining me for the Good News Show. See you next Monday. Have a great week.
Thanks for joining us for the Good News Show here on KATH 910 AM on the Guadalupe Radio Network. Please join us next week at the same time for the next Good News Show.
Is the Bible relevant today? Is there more to life than this? At Alpha, you can ask anything. It is a safe and welcoming space to question life, faith, and meaning. The Alpha 10-week session will begin on Thursday, January 22nd from 7 to 9 p.m. at St. Mark the Evangelist Catholic Church in Plano. Alpha is free and open to everyone. The evening includes dinner, a video talk, and open discussions to connect and share thoughts. For more information or to register, visit stmarkplano.org/alpha.
This is Tony Becerra. My wife Chris and I own Babich & Associates. We are the oldest placement and recruitment firm in the state of Texas and proud sponsors of the Guadalupe Radio Network. We are also members of St. Thomas Aquinas in Dallas. Babich & Associates offers candidates insights into the current job market and provides professional candidates we have interviewed on a face-to-face basis to our employers. Our number to call is 214-823-9999, or you can find us on the web at Babich